Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the start line by comedian, writer, actress, content creator, and nacho enthusiast. You've seen her on 2 weeks' notice, Law and Order SVU, and all over TikTok. Her comedy special on YouTube is 30, Flirty and Crying. We welcome comedian Shannon Fiedler.
Hello, what's going on?
You know me, I'm causing trouble. Shannon, let's go beyond the mic. Your special, it's a female-run production. How did Laura help you find the right feel for your special?
Oh my God, great question. So Jamie's my manager. I've been with her for many years now, and we're just in lockstep. So I think she knew from the beginning what I wanted, what I needed, and made sure it happened. And then Laura is this incredible director, producer. They work at Hoff Studios, which is a production company that I had gotten in touch with years prior to shooting the special, and we just hit it off. They're just like good people, everyone who works there, and Laura and I just like immediate connection. And for years, we were trying to figure out what we were going to work on. Like, are we going to write something together? Are we going to do this? Are we going to do that? And when I felt, okay, it's time, I want to do my special, I wasn't sure if that was something they would want to take on or not. They do a lot of comedy. And so originally I just kind of asked them, I was like, do you have any advice? And they were like, let's do it together. And I couldn't have been more excited. And she just got it. She got every joke. It was, you know, I consider my comedy to be decently broad in that I think anyone could watch it and laugh at it. And I do have a lot of male fans, but a lot of it comes from like, it's a lot of married couples, dating couples, like, oh my God, you remind me of my girlfriend, you remind me of my wife, or we bond over this because I talk so much about my own relationship. But there is an inherently female point of view. I am a pretty feminine person, so it comes through, and having someone who got all of that so perfectly to help me make the decisions on like, we should cut here, or like, this should be the aesthetic, and this is how we'll, you know, make sure that all the jokes come through in the right way, was just so essential.
Well, you're known for your city girl impressions. I know it's like asking someone to pick their favorite child, but which city girl is your personal favorite?
You know, it's like picking a favorite child. It's so tough, but I guess I would have to say either Jersey girl or Boston girl, because first of all, those accents are just so fun to do. Like it's totally transports you into a different mindset. And those two are the least like me in real life because they're super brash. They're super aggressive. I'm like, I'm gonna do whatever you want. It's fine. Like, and these girls are like, you coming for me? No, I'm like, they're ready to fight. And so it's like a fun chance to put on a persona that I never get to wear in the real world.
Her comedy special on YouTube is 30, Flirty and Crying, Shannon Fiedler. It's time for the Rocking Eight. Eight random questions, Shannon. All you have to do is answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There's no pressure. Okay. When making nachos, what are the key ingredients for perfection?
The most amount of cheese possible.
What's your favorite flavor of Gushers candy snacks?
Red. I don't know if that's a flavor, but red.
Since you starred in both commercials, which do you use more, Crest White Strips or Angel Soft?
Angel Soft, I guess.
Who is harder on criticizing your jokes? Mom, dad, or husband?
My mom.
Shannon, in the first guitar you ever got, what string have you broken the most?
Oh, the bottom E string.
What kind of guitar was it?
First guitar was, I got to use my dad's old guitar. I brought it to college. And then once I started to learn how to play, they bought me a pink electric guitar for Christmas, which was pretty awesome.
Worst ad you ever had to write copy for as a copywriter was for what product?
I worked for a podiatrist for a while.
Nobody likes feet.
Yeah, everyone's favorite topic.
What's your favorite idiom?
I just said the other day that I want to start using more in my life. Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
Which is harder, being a comedian or a future soccer mom?
Ooh, probably future soccer mom.
You once said female friendship can be summed up as complaining about your period, sharing chapsticks, and texting each other, what should I eat, unquote. Has your thoughts on female friendship changed or evolved?
When did I say? Wow. Yeah, definitely has changed and evolved. But one, I don't like to share chapsticks anymore. That's too germy. And second of all, Yeah, I think there's a little more depth, but texting people, what should I eat? That'll never go away.
You've been on the Pregnancy Brain Tour. What's your favorite and least favorite thing out on the road during the tour?
Favorite thing on tour is just like seeing how different every city reacts and getting to meet fans in different places. And, you know, that corny answer that is the truth is it's just so cool to connect with people that are so far away. Least favorite part of tour, I am like the sleepiest person in the world. I would go to bed at like 9 o'clock every night if I could, but my job happens at night. So just being tired.
You've evolved from figure skating to dancing to comedy. How has comedy scratched your creative itch?
Oh, comedy's the best. It's there's nothing like being in the same room as people. So getting to perform live on stage is the best part of being a comedian, followed closely by I get to write it all. So like I have complete creative control, which I love.
Are you excited for the alien retrieval, a.k.a. the birth of your son?
I'm excited for him to be here.
Sounds better. I always say my son's an alien.
The retrieval itself? Not so much.
It's time for One Big Question with Shannon Fiedler, Beyond the Mic. Shannon, how has making your special, 30, Flirty and Crying, changed you and prepared you for your next special?
What a lovely question. You know, when you're a comedian and you're recording your first hour, it's so much of just, can I get to an hour? I think everyone would tell you that is when you're getting to that first hour, you're just trying to rack up as much content as you can. You're holding on to jokes that you've been telling for a long time that you love. But personally, I had outgrown some of them. I think they were about such a different time in my life. But getting to do that was the most amazing experience. And it just felt like this culmination of like the first phase of my comedy career. And there was a freedom in when that was out in the world and I was starting from zero and I could come to writing comedy as a significantly more seasoned and therefore I hope stronger comic. And so this second special that I'm working on now, it just came so much faster and easier. And I just feel so much more confident in myself as a comic and what we're putting out there. But I couldn't have done it if I hadn't done that one first.
Her mom's her biggest critic, breaks the E string on her guitar the most, and wants you to see her special, 30, Flirty and Crying. Shannon Fiedler, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you so much. That was so fun.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.